I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Opposition in Belarus challenged President Lukashenko's re-election, but officials have now endorsed the results. They did that despite the jailing of opposition leaders and state-sponsored propaganda in the run-up to the election. Bible Mission International's Paul Hagelgon says, while religious freedom will be restricted, their work will go on just as it does in China.
We see how Christianity growing there, and we have probably same situation or close situation like this in Belarus, and I see a lot of opportunity if every believer will be faithful to God and to share his one testimony to others.
Meanwhile, women in the Arab world are minimalized daily. Their needs are generally overlooked by society, so Sat7 broadcasts a full hour of new programming tailored just for them. This women's block airs twice daily. Pray as the team works hard at creating shows examining difficult issues confronting Arab women from a Christian point of view. And working with young people during the most turbulent times of their lives can be exhausting and lead to burnout. Young Life's Bill Page says discouragement is the real threat. It's important for a ministry team to combat burnout together.
I think Young Life, all across the mission, we try to hold ourselves accountable, have people holding each other accountable, but it doesn't always work that way. I think people have to be willing to be vulnerable and transparent and honest about their own well-being. I think because we do things in the name of the Lord, that we think that we're impervious to all these kind of issues and struggles.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email update sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the all-new Mission Network News daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.